You've landed on Mom Swipes Left, a podcast with two middle-aged women who are just battling their body hair and also might go on a moped adventure. Enjoy.
And welcome back to Mom Swipes Left. This is episode 144. I'm your host, Jen.
And I'm your host, Carol.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
Because you mentioned body hair, and I'm afraid I'm going to lose it.
Sorry.
Yeah. Wow, right out of the gate. Before we started recording, you called Joel to ask him for something.
Yes.
And while you were talking to him, I had a nose itch.
Yeah.
And I've been holding on to this.
Did you pull out a hair?
A good one.
Let me see.
Wait, hold on a second. And I was trying to hold on to it until our body hair segment.
Wait.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to lose it because it's very fly away.
Jesus.
Isn't that big?
It's like a half inch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pleased that it's black and not gray.
Well, okay.
Do you want to keep it?
No, I would like to not see it ever again. Here's the thing I learned in my body hair facts.
We're not giving away any.
No, upcoming okay. is some body hair facts. But one thing I learned is that nose hair is very important in that it protects you from a lot of allergens and viruses. Well, so you're doing great.
I am. I have a lot of nose hair. As you know.
No chance.
That is true. Shit list. Grievances. Have we any?
I have one grievance with myself.
Okay.
And I'm not going to be too hard on myself, but I did not succeed in quitting smoking. Perhaps it was because I started out my journey describing my relationship with smoking basically as a fucking romance novel. I listened to the episode and I was like, Jesus Christ, could I be more horny for cigarettes?
Fuck. You can't blame the podcast, though.
I'm not blaming the podcast. I'm blaming me.
Okay.
For having such a wildly intense love affair that I had to describe it in that way. I think that's part of it. But also, I experienced extreme anxiety and super duper depression, like the kind where you can't find joy in anything,
right?
Which is a terrible feeling. So I have decided that I just need to, you know, I have to figure it out and have a more robust process around not smoking. And I'm cutting myself a little bit of slack. I am trying to smoke less than I was pretend quit smoking.
So what would a robust, like, how would you?
I don't know. I'm thinking of just employing everything. Like, I have anti-anxiety meds. It's just a problem, you know, driving and going to work on those because they're pretty strong.
Oh.
But I did think, okay, so it takes 3 days to get all the nicotine out of your body. Maybe I just dose myself with Xanax and sleep for 3 days. Wake up to eat and piss and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, just sleep through the whole thing. Wake up, nicotine free. And then it's just the emotional part. And I was thinking about hypnotism, even though I don't actually believe that that's a thing.
Okay.
But whatever. I'll try it.
It's a good attitude to go into it with.
Acupuncture.
Okay.
Some therapy.
Okay.
I think I need therapy around this. I don't know. I'm working it out. Because obviously, if I continue to smoke until I die, I'll probably die a lot earlier. And if someone could say, you're going to die at 80, I'd be like, that's fine. That's
a truly
great age to die because you're not quite cognitively fucked by then, but you're getting there. But 64, not so much. Like, I'd like to live a little
longer
than
that. But I don't think you're going to find somebody who's going to project.
No, no one can. That's the problem. That's what I'm saying. Like, I have to imagine that smoking will end my life in a very early way as opposed to a normal early way, which I would be thankful for.
I mean, you do realize that there are some people in this world, like my kids, that would say that you've made it to a ripe old age right now.
I know, it's true. And they're correct. I mean, there was once upon a time where I would be actually elderly. Instead, I'm still kind of hot.
Yeah.
So that's my grievance with myself, but I'm going to just let it go because you know why? Life is short. And I have had a week of feeling shitty, and I'm just going to move on and figure out a better way.
Well,
so don't be disappointed in me, people.
I'm not disappointed. That actually was the text I sent you.
You did. It was really nice of you.
I'm not disappointed in you.
Thank you. Onward and upward. Yeah, so that's my grievance. I'm done.
Okay.
Oh my God. I just pulled an entire tuft. Like, I could make a small animal out of the hair I just pulled off your dog.
So my dog has been shedding for months. And I even had her groomed. It is so disgusting.
Maybe you should get her groomed harder. Like, get all of it out. It's like a fucking crew cut.
I vacuum, not every day, but at least every 2-3 days.
Which is average, yeah.
And, I mean, look around.
I know. It's just hair everywhere.
Everywhere. In the air.
Yeah.
I have to cover all my food.
It's just.
My drinks. It's but gross.
But I still don't think that your suggestion earlier that you should put Rue down is the solution.
I mean,
try a crew cut first.
It would be a very tough decision to make, granted. But I am kind of sick of it. I've been trying to paint inside my house. And I vacuum and wipe the walls down.
It's just in the air now.
And I have to pull the hairs out of the dried paint.
I know, but look at her. She's so goddamn cute and sweet. I guess,
but, you know, is it?
All right, well, if you're going to put her down, give her to me first. Okay?
Really? Yeah. Look at her now. She's very upset.
I don't blame her.
I don't have any shit list or grievance.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, except for the fact, now that I'm thinking about it, how ugly you were with.
I was ugly last week. Here's why. I had just started my period. I also was just in a foul mood for like a week because work has been very hard and things have just not been going well. And I was just in a bad mood. Then we spent the day together.
That right there might have been the key.
I think it was. And then there was that whole thing where you decided you were going to laugh all the way down one whole street that was quite windy and long. And I couldn't get you to stop. And I just think by the time I got to the podcast, I was just a grumpy bitch, and I'm sorry about it.
Oh, well, thank you.
I don't think it came through quite as horribly as it was in real life
because
of your good editing, so thank you for that.
Yes, I did cut out some nasty things.
Are we okay now?
Yeah, we are. Okay. I do have some notable news. Do you want to sing her in?
Notable news, notable news, notable news.
Nice.
I shook it up a little.
Yeah, you did. The first thing is something I actually think that we need to imitate shamelessly.
Okay.
So it was this guy in England. His name is Paul Taylor.
Paul Taylor.
He's from.
Sorry, that was my bad.
Yeah, try again.
Paul Taylor.
There you go. That's pretty good.
Okay.
He's from a place called Wantage, Oxfordshire.
God, that's British. Jesus.
What's with the adding little parts of words like Heatheringtonshire Camp Bell's End?
Like, what the fuck?
He did this thing called the Moronic Moped Marathon.
Ooh.
And it was actually for a very good cause.
Yeah.
He raised almost 23,500 pounds. For the Institute of Cancer Research.
Okay.
So he traveled 1,800 miles through the UK on a very tiny moped. And the videos are worth watching because this moped, top speed,
yeah,
maybe 20 miles an hour.
Ooh.
And he had to carry all of his shit with him because he was camping out.
So it was probably less. It was
absolutely less.
15.
I mean, in fact, the video that I saw, he may have been traveling at 8 miles an hour. Okay. His goal was to travel from Dorset, England.
Dorset?
At the very southwest coast in a town called Chitterton.
Yes, it was.
From there, he traveled to Ass Hill.
No, sir.
Piss Hill. The Knob. Titty Hole.
No way.
Butthole.
No.
Peniston. Nether's Thong.
Oh, my Christ.
Booze. And his journey took him as far north as Twat.
I love
in
this so much.
Orkney Islands of Scotland.
Holy.
Right.
Holy.
Fantastic idea. So he
just decided to travel to the dirty name town.
Yes. Also, I mean, that's not an inclusive list. Like, there are many, many others. But he hit every town that had some sort of wonky.
And how many miles?
1,800.
Okay, that's a lot. I was thinking if we did that in America, it would be hard because there's not that many.
But we could go to England.
Yeah.
We could go to the UK and do it.
I say we do it in America. There's a lot of funny sounding names in America as well.
But it's not going to be as charming. Like, I watch these videos and he's going through all of these very cute villages past sheep and through meadows and stuff like that. And I thought if we did it and then we actually recorded, not a full episode,
right,
but 15, 20 minutes.
Of 1,800 miles?
No. We get to each one of these locations. We find some locals. We drink in the bars there. And we talk about the origins of that town's name.
Okay, that's great. But I think we need to do it in America.
But where? I mean, okay, maybe.
Intercourse.
All right, there's one.
Blue balls.
True, but what I'm saying is that it's going to be much more than 1,800 miles.
Well, how far is it to California?
Like 10,000 miles.
Wait.
I want to do it on something that's ridiculous, like a moped.
Yes, abso-fucking-lutely.
But it's going to take us months.
Where did he sleep?
So he tented, carried around his tent.
I don't want to do that part. But no. I will do it on fucking mopeds.
Yes.
Or the super sweet scooters.
Wouldn't that be fun? That would be such...
All right, I'm going to start mapping out our trip to all of the ridiculous places. And then we will.
Okay.
We'll do it. And we'll do 15-minute podcasts with each of the towns.
Oh my God, that would be so fun. Bad. I bet it would get picked up by National Geographic.
I think it probably would.
Condé Nast.
Well, if we don't swear.
Well, they can just
bleep that shit
bleep out. Bleep it out, yeah.
Okay. I'm inspired.
Hats off to you, Paul Taylor. That's a fantastic
Paul
idea.
Paul Taylor.
Fantastic idea. All right, I'm going to take another stab at this one. This is a notable news that I have tried to do for a couple of weeks.
You're really into it.
Is smelling farts good for you? Carol, what say you?
A resounding yes.
You are correct, madam. It is. Recent research has shown that hydrogen sulfide, one of the major components in smelly farts, okay?
Because you know you have those non-smelly farts. They're just air.
No, we're talking the smelly
the
ones.
The stanks, mm-hmm. Okay.
Provides several major health benefits in animals. Unfortunately, they haven't tested this on
humans. You know that we are animals, though.
Well, that's true. But I'm just saying, like, they haven't. I'm waiting for the human research because while I will not be first in line to volunteer for that, I'm sure a lot of people would. Exposing certain types of cells to hydrogen sulfide helps mitochondria heal itself.
Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa.
What?
Isn't mitochondria somehow related to MS?
Probably, but it's also what prevents your cells from dying. So
that's good.
Some of the benefits of smelling farts. It lowers blood pressure. It can help treat heart attack and stroke by widening blood vessels.
Now.
Yeah, this is proven, dude. Seriously.
By science, that says?
Yes. It improves kidney health.
Whoa.
By reducing inflammation. It may help prevent dementia or Alzheimer's.
That can't be true.
Well, it's hard to say, I think, because the patients can't remember.
But old people fart all the time.
Pause for a second. Pause. And it can reduce the effects of aging.
Dude.
Right?
All you ladies out there worrying about your ankles. Get to smelling some farts.
So your question about old people and they're not farting in people's faces. And that's what needs to change.
Wait. What? So it's other people's farts? It's not your own farts.
No, it's other people's farts.
That's a game changer right
now. No,
there.
It has to be what is it called? Hydrogen sulfide, not from your own body.
So really, it's about coupling as well, because a lot of old people lose their partners.
Right. And then, they immediately start to decline.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Yes.
It's because they're not smelling their farts anymore.
So I shouldn't have thrown out Joel's protein powder.
That's touch and go.
I mean, I probably unaged myself with his farts.
Actually, do you remember? You probably don't because you don't remember compliments.
Yes.
But maybe 3 weeks ago at work, I said, your skin looks fantastic.
I totally don't remember that.
No, that's selective memory.
And also, I have a pimple right here.
Well, because you threw out his protein powder.
Fuck!
Just saying.
Fuck all. Joel, we didn't know how much we needed you.
Do you think Joel's being a nurse, like, he would never tell you this.
What?
Do you think he puts a funnel in the mouths of people in comas at his work and farts into
them? Yes, I do.
That's what I'm thinking. Probably his work bought him that protein powder.
Why would you put it in only coma people's mouths?
it's experimental. And
what you're saying is that that needs to change. And we need to be able to take it face on from whoever's given it.
Anus in the mouth.
Why is it so good for you? This is weird.
I don't know biology.
Okay, just
But the
just
mitochondria,
yeah.
as they age and die, the cell walls weaken. Something about this gas supports them.
Oh, my
Not God. Only can it prevent them from getting weaker,
yes,
but it can actually bolster them.
So do you think that maybe farts aren't just about your gut trying to get rid of excess? Like, the maybe there's a whole reason that we have flatulence.
Like, God made it?
Yeah.
God made farts, man. Smelly farts.
And you don't like farts, and you pretend you don't have farts.
And so I have you're MS.
You're not part of the... Wait.
No, oh, I'm not. Right?
I am enthralled.
Well, tell Joel to do a little, you know...
I will.
Research on his own
He's
at work.
He's a scientist.
Sort of.
It's fascinating. Farts aren't just pleasurable for the person farting. They're also useful to the person getting farted on.
All those Dutch ovens we've all endured...
It was just a love.
It was given love. I think it's notable that when scientists tried to artificially recreate the hydrogen sulfide,
yeah.
while it did have benefits, it was not as much as the real thing.
Real farts.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned so much.
One thing that came across my feed as I was reading this article.
Yeah.
You know when you have those farts that feel really hot? They're actually not hotter.
Why?
The gas is the same temperature.
So why does it feel hot?
It's either a slower fart, and so you're feeling the heat, or your anus is somehow distressed.
Or you've sharded.
or you've sharded.
Yeah, always check. So you know that vaccination porn is trending right now. I mean, it has been throughout the COVID crisis.
Vaccination porn?
Yeah.
Just describe what that looks like.
Sometimes it's like medical fetish.
Oh, yeah, like naughty nurse.
The kinky nurse, uh-huh. but also like, you know, gloves, masks, shit like that. Some sex workers, especially in the BDSM area, are educating clients about vaccination. They're making films about it, but they're also, there's like the femdom thing where we've talked about this. We talked actually about it in terms of voting and how they got people to vote one way or another, or just in general.
Oh, right. I remember that.
Basically saying, you're my slave.
You're going to go vote. Yeah.
It's kind of like that. There's a lot of that going on where people are being sort of coerced into getting vaccinated.
Whatever it takes.
But whatever it takes, man. But then there's also like a whole genre of these fetish films about vaccination with titles like, are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Lockdown, : the coronavirus vaccine is in the ass.
Wait. Pause. Mm. When you say colon, is it just the colon?
It is just the...
yes. No, it is not. Colon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that would work.
I mean, it's close. Yeah. That would actually work. Okay, so usually it's a vaccine, like a syringe.
Right.
But it's filled with cum.
Ew.
Right?
And they don't put it in people.
Not in your bloodstream, but up your hoo-hoo or your hole or in your mouth.
What would happen if you put...
I don't know.
Cum in somebody's bloodstream?
It probably wouldn't be good.
Should we call Joel and ask?
Okay. Calling Joel.
Hello, my love.
Hi, my darling. I have a podcast question for you. What would happen if you pumped a syringe of cum into someone's vein?
They would probably get sick and die.
Really? Why?
I would think so. Well, it's because it's not sterile, for one thing. It's not blood.
Wait. When you say it's not sterile, what if you got it before it exited the pee hole?
I still don't think it's sterile. It's not sterile like your blood is. But you know, I'm actually not 100% sure on that. But I think any liquid you introduce into your veins at 30 cc's, probably enough to at least fuck you up a little bit. It might not be enough. I mean, there's like 5 liters of blood in you, so.
But when people shoot heroin.
Yep. They cook it first.
What if you cooked the cum?
Well, maybe that would work, sure, but.
Actually, I don't know if anybody out there has cooked cum, but I'm imagining it coagulates.
Yeah. You might be the first.
It probably gets
You'd have to cut it with some water.
Right. What if that gave you the biggest high ever?
Oh, I know. And then you're just spunking all over the place to satisfy these junkies.
Okay. Well, my love, we definitely appreciate your medical expertise. Of course.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay.
Goodbye.
So that was not definitive in any way. However, that's not what they're doing in these horns. They're just using cum as a metaphor, really.
So it's just a knockoff of like the Dirty Doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
Nasty and then, nurse.
But it's interesting that it sort of leads into a zombie porn genre.
Why? Why does everything lead to zombies?
I'm sorry, Jenny. They must be tested before they can have sex, and they must be proven to be clean. That's all good.
Right.
But then there's these videos where humans fuck zombies, and zombies super crave semen instead of brains.
Okay.
And then the semen can act as an antidote. I mean, I find that to be just cinematic magic.
You think it's hot?
No, but I think it's clever.
I don't get turned on by zombie shit.
There's also like these porno movies that are, you're vaxxed so you can fuck at will.
Oh, I can see that.
So yeah. That's kind of like a hot thing. One thing that's interesting, the porn industry is like kind of the best place to kind of look to. Like the CDC could learn a thing or two is really what I'm saying. Because since the 90s, they've been using this thing called PASS, which is the Performance Availability Screening System. And that's a nonprofit, by the way. Mm-hmm. A nonprofit came up with this because they thought it was so important that sex workers and porn industry affiliates be tested for STDs and HIV. So every 14 days, they have to be screened for HIV and STDs.
Every 2 weeks, really?
Yeah. If they test positive, they're treated and their partners get traced.
Uh-huh.
Just like something else right. We know about. So I feel like they should just look to these people and be like, what are you doing? Oh, you're doing that? Okay, that seems
good. Yeah, why aren't they putting these people on the COVID response team?
I'm serious. Long and short, these people know what they're fucking doing, have been doing it longer than us, are probably safer than us. And if seeing a COVID porn, even if I'm just browsing, it's still awareness building. And I think it's great. That's all I got. I mean, it's not like rocket science or anything, but it's like...
No, but I hadn't really thought about it.
That they're also using it to kind of educate people. Get your fucking vaccine.
All right. So have you heard of this thing called the Mandela Effect?
I have.
Do you know what it is?
Will you remind me?
I had not heard of it until my kids told me about it.
Isn't it when you think something has happened, but it really hasn't?
Exactly.
Yeah. And why is it called the Mandela Effect?
It's called the Mandela Effect because evidently a lot of people think that Mandela died in jail and never had presidency.
But he certainly did not.
No, obviously. Yeah. Uh-huh. But if you talk to them, they think he did.
Yeah.
So scientists are now calling it mass memory discrepancy effect.
I like that better.
And it's basically mass hallucination.
That's awesome.
Yeah. On the internet.
Yeah.
There are all of these theories.
Oh, God.
Why it's not a hallucination.
Okay.
And they run the gamut from parallel universes to time travel to all this stuff. And you guys can go check that out on your own. It's all nutty. Okay. And mostly it's nutty because the nuggets that we think we know.
Yeah.
That are actually wrong don't matter.
No, they're stupid.
No, they're stupid. So, for example, does the Monopoly man have a monocle?
Right. And he does not have a monocle. It's a confusion between him and Mr. Peanut, I believe.
You are correct. The Monopoly man does not have a monocle. So, I have created a quiz. If you guess 50% or better, you are not affected by the Mandela effect. Okay. In Michelangelo's David statue, are his pupils heart-shaped?
No.
You are incorrect.
What?
I didn't know this one either.
That doesn't seem like a Mandela effect. That seems like you know it or you don't know it.
But how many times have we all seen?
A million times.
Exactly. How have we not noticed that his pupils are heart-shaped?
See, but I would think it would be a Mandela effect if people thought they were heart-shaped, but they are not.
The thing that was shocking to me is that I have always admired Michelangelo's David.
Yes.
For many obvious reasons. But now that I have found out that the pupils are heart-shaped, it's totally gauche to me.
It's so stupid.
It's like when you like somebody and they write you a letter and you realize that they put hearts over their eyes.
Oh, done.
What were they thinking?
I don't know, but now I want to see it.
Well, I will link a pic. I did not believe it.
That's corny. Yeah. It's corny, Michelangelo. Mm-hmm.
You did not get that one right.
Okay, that's wrong.
Did John Denver's plane crash occur when he flew into a mountain or when he crashed into the sea?
I'm going to say the sea.
You are correct.
But here's why I said that. Because I'm thinking of the Mandela effect, and he's saying a lot about mountains.
I realize, like, we're setting this up, so you kind of want to choose the one that...
Yeah.
But you are correct in that most people think he crashed into a mountain because of, what is it, Rocky Mountain Road or whatever?
Rocky Mountain High.
Rocky Mountain High.
Yes. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. No.
In fact, he crashed into the sea. And what I did not know, he handmade that plane.
What the F?
It was like a DIY.
Oh, shit. You know who I always confuse him with?
John Denver?
Yeah.
Wait, pause. Let me guess. Okay. Let me guess. Wait, can I have a hint?
He looks like John Denver.
Is it a Muppet?
No.
Oh, Because there is a Muppet that looked a lot like John Denver. Captain Kangaroo.
Nope.
Oh, wait. Was it the grandfather in Full House?
What is that guy's name? Hang on. I gotta call Joel.
Let's call Joel.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby. Do you remember that movie we watched? And it was sort of like Phantom of the Opera, but it's in the 70s. It's all fucked. It's weird.
A Phantom of the Paradise?
That would be the one.
That is, yes.
Who is the guy? Film. The short little guy.
Oh, shit. He was on the Muppets all the time.
He was?
Yeah. Shit, what is his name? He kind of looks like a Muppet, but I can't remember.
Yes!
She did think he was a Muppet. Hang on. I'm looking right now. Paul Williams, dude.
That's it. Paul Williams.
All right. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You. You're the
You're
best.
Welcome.
You're welcome. I love you. Back. Click. Oh, totally.
Oh,
you know what?
Paul Williams.
I think I did see him on the... absolutely.
He also reminds me of the kid who was on the Brady Bunch occasionally as
Oliver.
The cousin. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like him grown up. But sometimes I confuse in my mind, like I love John Denver. I know who John Denver is. But sometimes I confuse what he looks like with Paul Williams.
But seriously, I had to have seen Paul Williams on the Muppets and thought as a kid he was actually a Muppet. All right, I'm glad we tracked that. Number three. Name the mode of transportation in Jules Verne's Around the World in 80 Days.
Submarine?
No.
Okay, what is it?
Well, most people would say hot air balloon.
Oh.
But in fact, the hot air balloon does not make any.
Was it a blimp?
No. They travel by rickshaw, camel, elephant.
Get out of town.
And there is a mention. He misses a boat in the beginning of the book, and he says, how shall I get there? Perhaps hot air balloon, but he does not.
Oh.
But a lot of people associate...
Pretend that was it.
Yeah.
So far, I am not affected by the Mandela effect.
Well, no, you have 2 out of 3 right. Ready?
Yeah.
In the song, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, is it you like tomato, I like tomato? Or is it you say tomato, I say tomato?
You say?
No.
God damn it.
It's you like... But most people sing it as you say tomato, I say tomato.
Yeah. Because that just makes more sense.
Well, later on in the song.
Now, are you counting that as correct? Because that should be correct. Because I correctly did the Mandela thing.
No, I want you to give me the fact.
Oh.
And not the Mandela effect.
Okay, so I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, you're 50% right
what
now.
What was the other one?
You were correct about John Denver.
Yes.
And you were correct about the mode of transportation.
Okay.
Number 5. Is it the Diary of Anne Frank or the Diary of a Young Girl?
Young girl.
You are correct. But everyone refers to it as the Diary of Anne Frank.
But when you say them together, it is obvious because I'm literary. I know these things.
Oh, that's true. You did go to the big schools.
The college.
Number six. In Risky Business, Tom Cruise's dance scene. Mm-hmm. Is he wearing sunglasses and a white shirt? Answer what you really think, not because you're in this quiz.
Yes.
You are incorrect.
He's not wearing sunglasses. He is and he's not wearing a blue shirt.
He is not wearing sunglasses, and he is wearing a pink striped shirt.
Well, I wouldn't really remember the shirt. It was more the sunglasses.
Yeah.
But that whole movie is so affiliated with him wearing sunglasses mm-hmm. that you can't see it without.
But it has gotten so...
God, he's gross.
Gotten so crazy. If you go on the internet, people are stating that they've re-released the film.
No, sure.
And changed that. Why?
Why would they do that?
People are crazy, man.
God damn it.
Okay. Number seven. The Village People. Mm. Five or six men.
Jesus, I don't know. There's the Indian. The BDSM guy. There's the construction worker.
I thought you would know this right off the
bat. Five?
Six.
God damn it.
But most people think it's five.
Why?
Because most groups
are five.
Are five.
So do you know who's who?
No. Hang on. Let me see. The Indian, of course. The construction worker.
The BDSM guy who's also like a motorcycle guy.
Right. There's the army guy. There's the hairdresser.
Wait. No, there is not. All right. You got the Indian, army guy, cowboy.
Do you really have the army guy?
Yeah.
I totally made that up.
True. He's the one I always forget. The construction worker, the police guy.
Oh.
And the BDSM guy. You're welcome.
Number eight. In horoscopes, what animal is the Capricorn zodiac symbol represented by? Wait, I'm giving you a choice.
Okay.
A goat or a goatfish?
A goat.
It's a goatfish.
Well, how can it be a goatfish? There's no such thing as a goatfish.
The head of it, it's a chimera. The head of it is a goat and the tail is a fish.
That's some bullshit. Oh my fucking God, you're right.
You're right? I got that one wrong too. I don't think
anyone wants to know that as a fact. You're right though.
Why is it a goatfish? That's fucked up.
That is disgusting. I'm never going to ever talk to the Capricorn again.
All right, number nine. In Hitchcock's The Birds, is that movie in color or black and white? Originally.
Oh, shit. You know, I want to say black and white, but it's not true. It's in color.
You are correct. It was always in color.
Because I remember her, like, blue coat.
But people swear to God that they saw it in black and white, and it is not a black and white film.
I think it's partly because when you think of the birds, you think of them in the air, and it looks black and white because the sky is kind of gray, right. And the birds are black.
Very good.
Yeah, thanks.
Number 10. In the movie The Matrix, you've seen it?
I have.
Does Morpheus say, "What if I told you?" Or does he say, "Do you want to know what it is?" before explaining the Matrix to Neo?
Do you want to know what it is?
You are correct.
I am?
You are. But here's the thing. So many people think that what he said is, "What if I told you?" That there are thousands of memes of that. You're actually doing quite...
The brain is weird.
You are at 50%. You have five right out of 10. Two more.
Okay.
Is there an episode of Lassie where Timmy falls down a well?
No.
You are correct.
He never falls down a well.
He has fallen down many things.
Never a well.
I think it's like twice a mine shaft.
Yeah.
But never a well. Yeah. Did Richard Simmons often wear a headband or rarely wear a headband?
Rarely.
You are correct.
I know my shit.
Good job, Carol. You passed.
I am not affected.
But if you look up Richard Simmons costumes, every single costume includes a headband. People see him.
Oh, you know what's funny? I thought you meant Gene Simmons.
Wow.
So
would you have said yes?
I probably would have said yes.
frequently.
That totally skews the outcome. You can re-score me.
Actually, it doesn't skew it. You still got 50%.
I was like, Gene Simmons doesn't wear a fucking headband.
No, but again, people are like, no, Richard Simmons, this is a parallel universe.
Yeah, but he does often wear a headband, right?
No, there are very, very few videos of him wearing a headband.
Wow. Well, I will say that I am squarely in the middle.
Well, you're actually better than the middle.
So that's good.
So that's the Mandela effect, folks. Hope you did well. So, the topic everyone has been waiting for since I pulled out my nose hair. Carol has some facts about body hair that I am
riveted. I do, and I was going to make it into a quiz, but since we already had a quiz.
Well, we can still do a quiz. I never get a quiz done on me.
Do you want a quiz?
Sure.
Okay. This is our body hair quiz. Mm-hmm. Do gorillas have more hair than humans?
Yes.
False.
What?
This is where this whole thing came from, because I read that humans have the same exact amount of hair as gorillas.
Is it just longer?
It's the same density and the same amount. It's just ours is fine and more and like less color.
All right, I'll accept that.
So there's a question as to why we lost the color and the girth.
I know.
Tell me.
It is an evolutionary theory called neoteny, where as things evolve, we evolve into the more neonatal state, where the infant state. There are lots of qualities that we have that
we're big babies?
Yeah, no, are indicative of like red mouths.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a nursing mouth. And we actually have maintained that pigmentation because we find that attractive.
Okay.
And it's a whole area of study.
I think you're onto something in that there's a couple considerations. One is that we lost the color and sort of girth of our hair while we still have the same amount, which is crazy to me, due to sexual selection. Or because we wanted to eliminate lice.
I actually prefer that one.
But really, it's about temperature regulation. We lost that intensity of hair so that we have more sweat glands, because as we moved into sunnier locales, we needed to keep cooler. We lost fur, gained sweat glands so that we could keep cool.
This is where I disagree with that.
Okay. I mean, it's just a bunch of scientists. I'm sure you know better.
No, but what doesn't make sense to me is that if we originated in sub-Saharan Africa.
Right, but gorillas live in the woods.
No, that's the whole theory of the standing, is that they moved into the Serengeti and they needed to see over the grass.
Okay.
And that's what prompted generation after generation to be able to stand.
And why would that not then push you to need to be cooled in the Serengeti?
Because they were still gorillas with like thick hair.
Right, but they started to lose it because they were hot as fuck.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay, now that we're on the same page. Okay. Do guys who are more hairy, are they smarter or stupider because they have more hair?
Are you asking me?
Yes, true or false?
Stupider, but more attractive.
The more body hair you have, the more intelligent you are.
Dude, I'm a fucking genius.
That's why you are so smart. A majority of Mensa members had more body hair than the average fella.
Do you know I'm a member of Mensa?
I do. And thus, the study comes full circle all the way to our little podcast. Mm-hmm. Do species of apes have more or less pubic hair than humans?
Well, based on that first question, I'm going to say less.
All species of apes have less pubic hair than humans. What the fuck?
Is it like rubbage alopecia?
I don't know. Or is it because we've just pushed all of our hairs into our pubes?
But I mean, if you think about it, apes, like their crotchal area is experiencing more rubbish.
Maybe. I don't know why we have pubic hair, to be honest. And I think over time, if we live long enough, you know, we won't because of climate change and everything.
Well, the reason we still have it
is
to attract a mate.
Right. Except no mate wants it. So
no, exactly. So we are going to sexually select that out.
Can you name the five places that hair does not grow on the human body?
Mm. Oh, wow. That's tough. I'm going to say eyelids.
Yes.
Inner elbow.
I can tell you it's not the inner elbow.
Really? So it's not the inner knee?
No.
Lips?
Mm-hmm.
Between the toes?
Nope.
Between the fingers?
Nope.
Palms?
Yes. You only get hairy palms if you masturbate.
And so I'm going to say soles of the feet?
Yes.
So how many do I have?
You have four. You've got one more.
Inside your vagina?
Yes. Mucous membranes. Yes.
Inside your vagina.
Yes. You did well. Okay, there's more. The world's longest chest hair was 9.25 inches, 8 inches, 3.5 inches, or 12.75 inches.
I'm going to say the 9.
You are correct. 9.25 inches. I think that was longest chest wall.
I think that might have been me.
It might have been. Leading to the next question. Okay.
Yeah.
In what country is a woman's abundant facial hair and body hair seen as beautiful? Israel, Pakistan, Egypt, or Ghana?
I'm going to guess Pakistan.
Incorrect.
What is it?
Ghana.
No way.
Yes. Chin hair, arm hair, chest hair.
Really?
Like, unbelievably hot. They just rock it over
there.
Wow,
no shit.
And guys are like super hot for it. And in fact, women who aren't as hairy wish they could be hairier.
Do they draw hairs on their arms with the Sharpie?
Probably.
Okay.
There's a famous saying in Ghana, which is some blah, 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 blah. But then what it translates to is, if I could buy it, I would. Hair.
You just made that up.
No, I swear to God, look it up.
Okay.
It's a fact. But here's the weird thing.
What?
You cannot have underarm hair, men or women. That is super frowned upon and disgusting in Ghana.
So what do they do?
Shave it.
Okay.
What trace elements are found in hair?
Oh, Jesus. This is sciencey.
How many trace elements, rather?
Oh, that's how many?
Yeah.
What are the choices?
There's no choices.
I don't even know what a trace element is.
Okay. Let me put it to you this way. I'm just going to answer it.
No, don't. I want to guess it. All right, 12.
Very close. 14. One of them is gold.
Why would I have gold in my hair?
It just does. If a man never shaved his beard, how long could it grow?
Well, I'm going to say it depends. I told you the story about growing my pubic hair out because there was a theory that pubic hair would only grow so long.
Well, it does only grow so long.
I disproved that.
Well, you don't know how long it would have grown. Maybe it grew to its maximum.
I'm still growing it right now.
And?
Do you want me to pull out a pubic hair right now?
No, I just want you to tell us how long it is currently.
Currently 3.5 inches. So what is it? A man's beard?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to give you some choices. Okay?
Yeah, please do.
1 foot, 10 inches, 1.5 feet, or 3 feet?
1.5.
It's actually 3 feet.
No way.
Yeah.
ZZ
to be
top.
Fair, it really depends on the person.
Did I say?
So I'm going to give you that one because it is actually 1 to 3 feet.
Mm. Yeah.
That's fucking long.
No, it is. But when I was on Survivor, one of the contestants that I was on with had a chin braid that was disgusting. I don't know if he had, what are those added, like
extensions?
I don't think he did because he didn't strike me as the type of guy who would do that. But it was so long, it almost hit his belly button when he had his shirt off. Disgusting. Disgusting.
That's fucking gross.
I actually asked him if I could sniff the end.
Yeah.
He didn't let me.
No. Because he knew how bad it stank.
Ugh.
All right. What would Egyptians shave when mourning a deceased cat?
Because they crazy.
Pubes, pits, eyebrows, or arms?
Arms?
Oh. Want to try again?
What was it?
Eyebrows.
Oh, really?
They would shave their eyebrows when their cat died, and they would mourn until they grew back, which was about 4 to 6 weeks, which seems long for a cat.
Oh, for a cat.
You know what's crazy, though? They would also shave their whole entire body if their dog died.
Really?
So when you put sweet baby poo down because she's too hairy, yeah, we're going to ironically shave our whole body.
That seems apt, actually.
Right?
Yeah, no, I like it's poetic justice.
And then we will mourn until it grows back, which yeah, with us will be like 2.5 days. It'll all be back.
Easy come, easy go.
All right, this is the last one. What physically causes a goosebump?
It's the constriction of a pore.
I mean, that's correct, but it's a muscle. We have muscles around every hair follicle.
Yeah.
And that's from our animal days. A fear response or a threat response, they raise their hair to look bigger.
But also, if you're going to flight,
yes,
instead of fight, know what kind of small hole you can fit into.
Exactly. That is accurate. However, our hairs are so short as human beings that goosebumps are irrelevant.
That was fascinating.
That's all I have.
No, I love that.
Facts. You did okay.
See? No, I didn't do well at all, actually.
But it was mostly supposed to just be facts. So the fact that I turned it into a quiz was just a, you know, threw you for a loop.
Socials?
Please visit us on our socials at all of our socials. Also, please consider becoming, don't even consider it, just become a member of our Facebook Nation. Also, please rate, review, and subscribe. Even though it sounds trite, it actually matters.
It does, people. Thank you, freaks, for listening. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.